So I'm going to read from some recent translations that Ajahn Kavali just sent Lompur Pasana, which were done by a four-pansa Canadian monk named Hans Seleko. And these are from this book, which probably most people have seen, branches and twigs of the Bodhinyana kind of tree. And it's all different disciples of Lompur Cha. And there are three different...
It was done at Ajahn Jandi's monks. Ajahn Jandi did the book, and it was printed in... That was not this past December, the last December, for the opening of his new sort of Ajahn Chah building, sala, and it's a it's a whole series of kind of interviews, short interviews with people's experiences of. being with Ajahn Chah, and it goes like from the more senior up down to Ajahn
Uthay.
Ajahn Uthay, and he's I don't know, he'd be 25 months or something. He's the junior one in it, so it's, I'm about 30 or something.
24. 24, I think, 27.
Yeah, so it's there's lots of monks.
Yeah, these three monks, three bios, are mostly contemporary of Ajahn Sumedho, maybe? Ajahn Kun, Ajahn Thun.
Yeah, Ajahn Thun was there when Ajahn Sumedho arrived. He was already with Ajahn Chah. Ajahn Kun came about the same time, and then Ajahn Chu came after it. Ajahn Chu is actually senior, but he came after because he mentions in there he came around the time of Ajahn Mahamon. Ajahn Mahamon came after Ajahn Sumedho was already there.
There's probably different people doing all the different interviews with different senior monks, different people doing the interviews, so it's not one person doing
it. Oh, yeah, I mean, some of it is interviews, some of it is things that might have been written, some of the things are from talks that have been given at different times, so it's quite a task to actually gather it all together.